You know, we get hundreds of letters every week about the bowel cleansing program and how to do it. And all of you that know me know that's the first place to start. Every student everywhere I go asks, where do you begin? You begin with cleansing out the bowel. In the clinic, we called it the Herbal Home Colonic Kit or Dr. Schultz's Bowel Detoxification Kit. But whatever the name is, it's comprised of two of my herbal formula, intestinal formula number one and intestinal formula number two. And let's talk a little bit about them. You know, most people start taking formula one and they feel great. They love it. They're having regular, frequent, complete, full bowel movements, probably for the first time in their life. They feel great, they've lost weight, their tummy's flat, but then they wonder, can I take this formula for a while or a month or 6 months or a year or even indefinitely? And of course the answer is very simple, to poop or not to poop, that's the question. The downsides of constipation are endless, are infinite. You can have sickness, illness, disease, immune weakness, low energy, back problems, headaches, leg pain, menstrual irregularity, hormone imbalance, emotional problems, bad digestion, poor assimilation, numerous diseases, even including diverticulosis, herniation of the intestine due to impaction. You know, modern medical books say that 100% of Americans before they die are going to have herniated intestines due to constipation. And it gets worse. All types of bowel diseases, even colorectal cancer. You know, colorectal cancer is on the rise. I saw hundreds of patients that developed cancer in the bowel because they didn't have regular bowel movements and constipation. You know, after spending years in the clinic, I saw every disease, every illness, no matter what it was, helped by cleaning out the bowel. You may think that your disease or your problem is totally unrelated to your bowel, but let me tell you, the old natural healers knew it and they were right. You clean out your bowel and miracles can happen. Now, for those whose diet and lifestyle inhibit them from having regular bowel movements, or those that have inherited sleepy and sluggish bowels, I couldn't suggest using this formula enough to get your regular bowel movements until the time comes when your bowel works perfectly on its own. What's the downside? I don't know of any. Besides the cost of the herbs, there's none that I'm aware of. You know, rumors suggest that constant use of cathartic herbs will become addicting, but I've never ever seen this. Constant use of cathartic herbs with no lifestyle change? Well, if you want to continue to poop, you better keep taking the herbs. But on the other hand, I have seen thousands of people worldwide, including myself, that used intestinal formula 1 for years, and then when their lifestyle was corrected and adjusted enough, the bowel started working naturally 2 to 3 times a day on its own. I'm one of those. I took the formula for over 10 years before my lifestyle, my exercise program, my new emotional program, and all of the good things I was doing kicked in enough for me to feel better and have those regular 2 to 3 bowel movements a day where my bowel moved 30 minutes after each major meal. So it can take some time, especially if you have years of hard living or bad living habits, or again, have inherited a very weak, sleepy bowel. Once my patients would start having regular bowel movements without the formula, the only time they used intestinal formula number 1 again was during episodes of constipation, usually Thanksgiving, Christmas, and any time the family gets together and eat, or when they traveled, air travel, whatever, anything that threw off their system and caused constipation, then you can use intestinal formula number 1 on a temporary basis. But believe me, my patients didn't get addicted. I always say it's like going to the gym. If you do isolated bicep curls, that makes your bicep stronger. Intestinal formula number 1 causes the muscles in your colon to work more. It makes them stronger. And when they're stronger, they work better on themselves. So much for this rumor of addiction. The next question I always get is, Dr. Schultz, the intestinal formula number 1, how do I begin to take it? Okay, this is very simple. unless you want to learn the laws of jet propulsion, you start with one capsule. It's a strong formula. It's a medicinal herbal formula. The best way to do it is start with dinner. During or just after dinner, when you have some food in your stomach, take one capsule. The next morning when you wake up and you go to have a bowel movement, I hope that you're going, wow. If you don't go wow and you don't look in that toilet with amazement at what came out of you, then this evening with dinner, take two capsules and take a look and see what happens in the morning. And you keep increasing by one capsule every day, and you'll know when you hit the right dosage. You'll look in the toilet, you'll feel it. You'll feel that colon and that large muscle in your lower abdomen beginning to work and remove all the bowel material. But remember, start with one capsule. Be patient. You've probably had years of constipation, so let's not try to fix it overnight, okay? The next question, here it is. Dear Dr. Schultz, I've taken 8 capsules of intestinal formula number 1 and my bowels still don't work. I'm afraid to take any more. You should be afraid not to take any more. What we need to fear is all the health problems and disease and illness that's caused by constipation. There's no limit to the amount of intestinal formula number 1 you can take. You continue to increase by 1 capsule every evening with dinner until it works. The record a few months ago was 28 capsules, and I doubt if you've reached that yet. But there's a new record. There's a new record, and the record is 45 capsules. Yes, you heard it right. 45 capsules. There was a man in Hawaii that used 45 capsules before his bowel opened up. And the story gets more intense. In 24 hours sitting on the toilet, this man lost 52 pounds. 52 pounds of fecal matter. Now, this was a very heavy man. He weighed over 400 pounds. And, you know, I saw his wife who told me the story, and she said, you know, I always knew he was full of crap. And literally, she was right. So look at that. 45 capsules, 52 pounds of fecal matter. I doubt if it will take you that much. But hey, I'm always ready for the record to be broken. But take as many capsules as you need to get your bowels working, period. Okay, here's another question. I've been using the intestinal formula number 1 for a week. I'm up to 6 capsules and I'm still not going. Should I start the intestinal formula number 2? No, no, no. You know, I suggest in all the literature that you use the formula number 1 for a week, and then as your bowels are regulated, you start with the number 2. But do not start the intestinal formula number 2 until your bowels are regulated. So for some of you that are constipated or have had years of constipation or maybe have inherently weak bowels, don't be in any hurry. Nobody should be in any hurry to start intestinal formula number 2. You stay on the number 1 formula until you are having regular, frequent bowel movements that put a smile on your face every morning, and that you're starting to have bowel movements even at other times during the day after your meals. And when you're feeling really good about your bowel and the way it's working, then you start the intestinal formula number 2. The next question. Dear Dr. Schultz, I use the intestinal formula number 2 and I got constipated. What should I do? Well, there's a couple reasons for this. First off, remember, the whole time you're using the formula number 2, you should also be using the formula number 1. In fact, if you read the directions, you should be using more of the formula number 1 than you normally need, because intestinal formula number 2 is the great drawing, cleansing, detoxifying formula for the bowel. It's going to go in there and pull out everything, but on its own, inherently, formula number 2 is constipating for most people, especially if you suffer from some form of constipation. So if you just take formula 2 on its own, it may just solidify your bowels, everything stops, and it's not going to work at all. So remember, the first step is getting a great dosage of number one down to where your bowels are working and you're very happy with the frequency and the completeness of your bowel movements, and then increase it by a capsule or maybe even two, and then begin the week-long process of the formula number two. Here's the next question. Dr. Schultz, how many times should I do the intestinal detoxification program? Well, there's an easy answer to that and to all cleansing. My patients, once they were well, once they were feeling great with energy and vitality and free of disease, I would suggest that they do a cleansing routine once a season. Once every season, so that's four times a year for a week. And that cleansing routine does include both the intestinal formula number one and the intestinal formula number two. Okay, the next question. Dr. Schultz, I've started using the formula number two. Do I have to finish the entire 8-ounce can? Yes, 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 you do. That 8-ounce weight can is designed for one person to consume in 1 week. Now that means that you're going to be taking it about five or six times a day, and you're going to be taking a heaping, and I mean gigantic heaping, teaspoonful, and putting it in a little jar, adding some water and juice or water alone, cover it, shake it up real good, and drink it down. If you do that five or six times a day, in five, six, 7 days, you'll find that the jar of formula number two is gone, and that's the way you want to do it. You want to use up the entire jar. Here's the next question. Dr. Schultz, I have Crohn's disease, and I have 8 to 10 diarrhea-like bowel movements a day. Should I still start with the intestinal formula number one? No, do not use formula number one. Intestinal formula number one is for about 98%. It's for people who have sluggish bowels, maybe a history of constipation, but do not have a bowel movement 20 to 30 minutes after each major meal. Okay, but if you're having too many bowel movements, you don't need to increase them. And that's what formula number one does, is increases the activity of your bowel. So if you have colitis or irritable bowel syndrome or Crohn's disease or diarrhea type problems, you do not want to use intestinal formula number one, but you'll use intestinal formula number two to begin with. You'll love it. You'll think it puts the fire out in your bowel. It'll soothe the irritated tissue, reduce the inflammation in your colon, solidify the diarrhea-like bowel movements. You'll feel wonderful. You'll love it. You'll bless it. Believe me, it'll be a blessing in your life to start on the formula number two. Okay, here's the next question. Dr. Schultz, I took the intestinal formula number one and my bowel worked great, but I had some stomach cramps. Hallelujah, you're alive. Hey, anytime a muscle hasn't worked in a long time and then all of a sudden you use it, you're gonna feel it. This is no different than if you go to the gym for a week's worth of new workout sessions after years of a sedate lifestyle and no exercise, and believe me, you're going to feel it. Okay, you're going to feel it when you start that. You know, the analogy I always used with my patients in the clinic is, imagine you have an old car in the garage that maybe you inherited from your dad, and you haven't started it up in a few years, and you decide one day, I'm going to go out and crank that car up, and you charge the battery and you turn it over. Is it going to run smooth at first? Of course not. It's going to shake, it's going to rattle, it's going to backfire from the carburetor and from the exhaust, it's going to smoke, and then maybe in 10 or 15 minutes it's going to smooth out and run nice. So remember, at first when you start taking formula number one, you might feel something. You might have a little cramping in your lower abdomen. You might feel it when you sit on the toilet the next day and that bowel starts to really work, the muscles contract, and you have a great bowel movement. That's great. You're alive. Okay, remember, like that car, you might shake and sputter and skip and backfire and smoke and even stink a few minutes when you first start the bowel up, But I guarantee you, in a few weeks, in a month, that bowel's going to work great, and you're going to be thrilled. You're going to be absolutely thrilled you started working on healing it and strengthening it. Okay, here's the next question. Dear Dr. Schultz, I'm afraid to start the intestinal detoxification program. I'm afraid I might not make it to the bathroom. Look, don't be afraid. Your fears should be about going to a doctor. Your fears should be about ever having to go to a hospital. Believe me, the American Medical Association and the pharmaceutical industry have done a great job in brainwashing you. If you're afraid to begin your own self-treatment, create a healthier lifestyle, and use some herbs to heal yourself, that's exactly where they want you. My job is to empower you, is to get you to begin programs. Come on, we're talking about herbology here and natural healing. We're not talking about nuclear physics or advanced calculus. This is simple, and it's your God-given right to heal and cleanse and detoxify and build your strength and help yourself and your family members. So break free of that iron-clenching fist of the AMA and the drug companies that want you to be stupid and be led like sheep to the slaughter in the hospital. Believe me, that's what they want. Now, I had thousands of patients in my practice. I cleansed all their bowels, and they weren't a bunch of out-of-work, unemployed bohemians. They all worked for a living. In fact, almost all of them were in the television and movie and music industry, and they just couldn't say, hey, everybody, stop everything. I got to go to the bathroom for about 3 hours and have some bowel experience. They worked regular jobs. They were regular people, and believe me, they all cleaned their bowels and didn't have to take 4 months off work or anything. Now, granted, when you're cleansing your bowels, you will notice that you have to go more often, but it's not a big deal. It'll be very quick and very complete. In fact, you'll probably spend, even if you go to the bathroom one extra time a day, I guarantee you, you'll be spending a lot less time in that bathroom. You can throw out all the National Geographics. You won't have time to read anything. You'll sit down, you'll have your bowel movement, and you'll be out of there in 2 minutes flat. So don't use the excuse of worrying about having enough time to have the bowel movements or go to the bathroom to not do the program. Thank you for listening. Hey, I love you, friends, and have a terrific and healthy day. This is Dr. Schultz signing off.